Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. Amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. As you climb out of your bed this morning to give God the praise, to give God the honor and the glory for which He is so mightily due, let us come boldly before the throne of God, thanking Him
for a new day's journey to be here one more time to do his will, giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Nick, Bobby Smith, to my pastor, the Apostle Pepper and Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, pastors, evangelists, prophets, the deacons, mothers, youth, intercessors, our men, ADM frontline, members, family, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Thank you. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from out of that muck and that miry clay. Oh, bless his holy name this morning. Oh, bless his holy name this morning. Giving a shout out to Minister Shanita Ponton. God bless you. And as we enter into today, giving God the praise, giving God the honor, giving God the glory for all things on today. He didn't have to do it. We didn't have to be here. Oh, but because of his mighty love and mighty act towards us, to God be the glory. And may his grace and his mercy endure unto all generations and take us through this day, another day that he has made. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good morning, Pastor. God bless you too on this last lovely Wednesday morning that the Lord has allowed us. First of all, I'd like to give honor to Jesus Christ, who's truly the head of my life. I'd love to give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, to honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and to you, Pastor Smith, and Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and everyone at ADM Ministry, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Father God, we come to your throne once more, boldly, in the name of Jesus. God, we come just thanking you. Come not asking you for anything, God, but we come thanking you, God. Realizing, God, you don't work to every situation. Now, out of the boat, shake. God, we realize, God, out of the boat, shake, God, that you shield us out there. It's not enough to this hurt, God. And you had so much love in you, God, that you came along and just breathed on us, giving us life. Once more, in the name of Jesus, God, that's enough for us to just rise and shine and give you all the glory this morning, God. And about you, God, we thank you, God, because you've been mighty good to us, better than we've been to ourselves. So, God, we lift up our family members to you this morning, God. We pray, God, that you constantly draw them near to you. Save, deliver, and set free. Oh, God, and fill them with your personality, Ghost, God. We realize without your Holy Spirit, God, we can't even live right. We can't talk right. Oh, God, I don't know, God, but we thank you this morning for your Holy Spirit, God, sustaining us, God. We thank you, God, for keeping us, God. Oh, in my name of Jesus, this morning we lift up every youth that it is, oh Lord, all over the world, how the most shake out. We pray, God, that you just constantly shield them and protect them, God, in the going and the coming, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to hold on to them, God. Continue to save them at a young age, how the most shake. Teach them, how the most high, the way that you go, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. Hey, God, about sending, God. We thank you for your joy and your peace, God, this morning, God. In a little boat shape that the world can't understand, but we do, God. In a little boat shape, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. We just thank you deep down in our spirit, God. In a little boat shape, God, this morning, God. We lift up every woman, every man that it is this morning, God. We say in our life, God, Lord, have your way high. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, as they on this journey, God. Let them know how to go, God. Just keep pressing towards the mark in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't get weary and way up doing it. Oh, shake out. Oh, God, begin to hold your head up. Shoulders rail back. Whatever you got to go through this morning, God, oh, shake out. Oh, God, we thank you even for our trials and our tribulation, God. We realize that it comes to make us strong. Make us strong in you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning for all that we go through. God, oh, shake out. We give you the glory for it, God. We realize, God, if you can let us go through it, you'll bring us out of it. God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for every leader that it is, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, that you are doing a new thing. In the inside. Oh, God, we thank you for your light. We thank you for your light, God. Just keep coming. Cover us in your light, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for victorious. We thank you for victorious warriors in you, God. That won't be in, that won't flop, God, for anything. How do about shake, God? Thank you this morning. We thank you for our pastor, the little shake, God. Every man of God, the little shake this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, that has truth running upon his lips out of us, out of us, God. We thank you for him this morning, God. We thank you for their teaching, the little shake, God. We thank you this morning, God, that you have your table spread, and it is a feast going on. It is about Sunday, God. Whoever wants to sit, God, as you feed us, God, we got the little shake. Receive your word in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning. We thank you for our elderly ones, God, this morning. I know about how that's constantly crying out wisdom into the young and to the old, God. Constantly crying out love in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for them this morning. I know, oh, God, make a way out of no way for them, God. Shield and protect, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning, God. God, beautiful God, touch them in this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Every left cop, God, let somebody, beautiful God, feel your presence, God. Let somebody echo the motion. Your love this morning, I know it about how. Oh, and your joy, let them feel your joy bubbling over this morning, for all they have to do is reach out. How about I know about take it by force in the mighty name of Jesus? Take your healing by force in the name of Jesus. God, I already said by your stripes we are healed, so we are healed. It's up to you to receive the love of God. Oh, God, won't you let your people receive whatever they have to receive? Receive your redemption in the mighty name of Jesus. Realize, God, today, how do I shut down? We'll have to keep going around the same mountain over and over again. Oh, this morning about that. I know it's a new thing going on. It's a new thing going on in Jesus. He's making ways out of no way. He's on fix every situation. We thank you this morning, Lord, like never before. Oh, if you feel like I feel this morning about that. Oh, my cup is running over. How about standing up? And just thank you deep down in my soul. Like never before. Oh, if he did it for me, he could do it for you. How about that? Oh, and on this journey, you're going to have to walk all alone. It ain't about mama, daddy, and overcome it all. You're so chasing that. It's about you and Jesus. He comes to the walking this walk, how about standing to the doing the same, I yes to you, Lord. Sometimes we don't even feel like giving up. Ain't no about standing that. But yet it's in your ride. Because you be so much in love with Jesus. How about standing to the heart? Oh, you be ready to hear this time clock. Oh, you heard that old song? Hey, this. And after a while, hey, this already here. How about standing to the heart? Oh, it's already here. Also, put put your tithe in. Put your tithe in. How the most high begin to call on the name of Jesus. Lord, begin to call on him. Begin to worship him. Oh, begin to say, I'm healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to say, I cry out the victory cry. Oh, no, most shining the Lord high. Yes, victory cry this morning once again. Hallelujah to God. He's worthy to be praised. He has done more to us, more for us than we ever did for ourselves. He's a loving, kind God. He don't both say what hate used to be. He will place his love in your heart in the mighty name of Jesus. How do both say that? He'll place passion. You have passion on these. I know the most in one another. Oh, we thank you today, God. We thank you, God, for moving to our Sunday in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. My little one is already here in the name of Jesus, God. We've seen the elbow saying right in front of our eyes, God, what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. So we ask you this morning, huh? Have your way like never before, huh? In each and every one of our lives, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. So we say we thank you, Lord. He said, God, Lord, we ask these things this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
God, we thank you. God, we thank you. Holy Spirit of the living God. We thank you this morning. We thank you for that corporate prayer. We thank you for using the vessel, your mother, right now, Holy Spirit. Bringing forth that corporate prayer, Father. Oh, we thank you right now, Holy Spirit. Now we ask, Holy Spirit, that you come in the midst. Move right now on us, your people. Internationally, nationally, locally. Come right now, Holy Spirit. Dispense your anointing power on what we need right now, each and every one of us. Holy Spirit, touch us right now, from the crown of our head to the soul of our very feet. Touch us, Holy Spirit. Touch our mind. Touch our heart. Touch our thought process. Touch us right now, Holy Spirit, where we need to be touched. Condition us right now and put us back into position, Holy Spirit, of the living God. Right now. Right now. Anoint us for your service. Anoint us for us. Anoint us for righteousness. Anoint us for holiness. Anoint us. Right now, overshadow, Holy Spirit of the living God. Every thought, every brain cell, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, sweet Spirit of the living God, come right now, rescue the ones that need to be rescued.
Yes, Lord.
The ones that need to be touched. We condition the minds of the ones that need to be reconditioned, renewed, the hearts of the ones that need to be renewed in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of the living God, come right now. Come right now. Come right now. Oh, he's here. Oh, he's here. Grab hold right now. Every saint, every man, every woman, every child, right now. Grab hold. Grab hold of the anointing. Yes, like Jacob. And don't let go. Grab a hold of the anointing and the overflow of every blessing, miracle, sign, and wonder. Every healing virtue, do it right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of the living God, go out. Go out and let your train fill the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Do it right now. Glory, hallelujah. Do it, Holy Spirit, that we'll give you the praise, that we'll give you the honor, And we'll give you the glory for coming to see about loading us on today. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we can't do nothing without your holy. I am Holy Spirit of the living God. Do it right now. And we'll praise you. And we'll thank you. Because of who you are in our lives on today. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for your son, Jesus, that came down, oh yes, and gave his life as an ultimate sacrifice to show us the way to defeat the flesh in the name of Jesus, to defeat the enemy in the name of Jesus, to live a righteous and holy life in the name of Jesus. For we are called, for we are called, we are called children of Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord God. And we thank him right now for being captured and brought into the fold. Oh, thank glory, hallelujah, that we may have life and may have it more abundant eternally. Through Christ Jesus, our Lord, my God, we thank you. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we say. You're mighty, Lord. You're mighty. We love you. We thank you. And we praise you right now for everything that you do, Father God, right now. The Lord, renew it right now in the name of Jesus. Remake it, remold it. Oh, the pot of clay, Lord God, remold us, remake us, redo us, give us a makeover through the Holy Spirit right now in the corner of our head, to the soul of our very feet. And we're going to thank you. We're going to praise you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hosanna in the highest. Oh, you're worthy. All the praise. Worthy of all the honor. Lord Jesus, you're worthy of all the glory. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us and keeping us, Lord God. Teaching us, directing us. We thank you, Lord.
Lord, yes.
We thank you for making us who we are in you on today, Father God. So we say, have your will.
Have
your way on today.
Take
us through on today in victory through you, Christ Jesus, on today. Keep our minds steadfast on you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord God. Against all obstacles. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everything that try to come against you, God, we pray against you by the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, that we'll continue to have the victory through Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. Oh, blessed be his name. In the name of Jesus, God have your way. God have your way. For this is the day that you have made. Hallelujah. And we'll rejoice in you, Lord God. And we'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Shall be mine. Yes, Lord God. And we can't thank you enough, Lord Jesus. We can't thank you enough because of your love, your grace, and your mercy that is sufficient until today.
So
we thank you, Lord, because you do have mercy on us. Even when we fall short, Lord God, that we come before your throne and honor you, Father God, that you give us mercy on today. So we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for everything and all things. on today.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
now, Lord, touch. Lord, touch. All the leaders.
Yes.
Go home right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord. Yes,
God,
Lord,
that we can come and give us your people. Lord God, that thus saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, our hearts and our minds, these reconstructed. Lord, there are lost souls out there that need to be saved.
God,
let us take our selfishness in this strife.
Lord,
and let us help and give an encouraging, godly word to somebody else and tell them about the good news in the gospel of Jesus Christ that will save their soul right now, on today. We don't have to go into any trouble. The trials and the tribulations, oh God, that they're going through, Father God, that you have set them up for eternal life in Christ Jesus. Oh,
yes,
glory, hallelujah. So have your way. Have your way. Not only during the sermon, but the saints, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
We need to get back on our side. We need to get back on our mission. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, yes,
Lord.
Lord.
The time is running down. It's winding down. It's short. Tomorrow is not promised, oh God. So help us on today, Lord God. Today makes the difference. In the name of Jesus. We can't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow is not here. Oh, glory.
Amen.
But what do you do today, Lord God? How we serve you today, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
How we glorify you today, Lord God. How we serve mankind on today, Lord God.
Yes,
help
Lord,
us on
Jesus.
Today, Lord God.
Lord,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Your, your
yes,
living
Lord.
Word of God is Jesus Christ.
Yes,
our
Lord, Lord Jesus.
And our Savior
yes, Lord.
In the world.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And today.
Yes,
so have
Lord.
Your way. Have
yes,
your way.
Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Mm.
Your
Jesus.
Blood and your sacrifice.
Oh, Jesus.
Have your way on today.
Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 Lord.
God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We can't thank you enough.
Thank you, Lord. See, I know
hallelujah. And we just learn.
Just thank you, honorable God.
Talk to
you.
Just
thank you. Yes,
instead
Lord.
Of worrying about everything
no,
else, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Because you told us, Lord,
Lord
God, to cast our cares on you.
Yes,
so we're
Lord.
Casting our cares on you, Lord God. What are we doing,
God.
Worry?
Oh, Jesus.
Because
amen.
You've got it
hey,
all in
amen.
Control.
Oh, God.
All
Jesus.
In control. So, God,
yes.
I decree
yes,
right
thank.
Now
yes,
that
Lord.
You bless
yes,
every
Lord.
Man. Turn
yes,
them around.
Lord, in the name
Lord
of
God,
Jesus.
That you can use
yes. Yes.
Turn them around, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
That you can
no,
bless
Lord.
Them.
Yes,
turn
Lord.
Our minds around.
Yes,
put us
Lord.
On the
Jesus.
Right track.
Yes, Lord.
Put us on the right accord. In
the
name
of
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. And
yes,
help
Lord.
Us, Lord God, how to truly
yes, Lord.
Band together,
yes,
Lord.
Lord
God.
Yes,
like a cord.
Lord Jesus.
Three cord. It's
yes,
uneasily
Lord.
Broken. In
Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
In the name of
God,
Jesus. Hey.
I bind selfishness
Jesus.
Right now.
Oh,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, yes, you go to both Sunday. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you go to both Sunday. Yes, Lord, in the name of Sunday, Lord God. In the name of both Shay God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, Jesus, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Sunday, Lord God. Let the end of the hand of both Shay God. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, dear Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
God, we thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And God, we praise you.
Thank you,
in
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, we do.
No matter how, Lord God, obstacles may come.
Yes,
that we
Lord.
Press our way.
Yes,
we
Lord. Jesus.
You, Lord God.
Yes.
That we press through.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
That,
Lord. Amen.
That we press through.
Ooh,
that
yes,
mountain.
Lord.
Yes, Father God.
Lord.
Father God. For
yes,
your Lord,
Lord
and your God. And
yes,
we thank
God.
You.
Thank you,
today.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
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 Somebody
Lord.
Tell the Lord thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody tell the Lord thank you. One more time.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
One more time.
Thank you,
for the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Father,
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You.
Yes,
Father,
we do, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
This morning.
On to the... Yes.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Lord.
Well, we're moving on. Praise God. And I wanted to talk a little bit this morning, amen, about the anointing. Amen. And the anointing, it says, is smeared or rubbed with oil. It is power coming, amen. It is godly power coming through the oil of the anointing. Praise God.
Amen.
And it is part of a religious ceremony. The Greek word, is chrio, chrio, apostrophe O, to anoint. Praise God. Isaiah 10:27. Amen. Says that the anointing breaks the yoke. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And think
Amen.
About it. When the anointing, amen, is on you, praise God, how light as a feather that you feel. The anointing
Amen.
And power of the Holy Spirit that comes in to overwhelm, overtake, and take you higher in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
For yokes are broken. And what are yokes? Those things that don't mean us any good. Trials, tribulations, mental yokes, physical yokes. Amen.
Amen.
But the anointing of the Holy Spirit will come in and break up that fallow ground. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
For the anointing breaks every yoke. Praise God. All you got to do is set it before the Lord God. Hallelujah. In servitude to him. Glory, hallelujah. For he says that his yoke is easy and that his burden is light.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So it's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I don't care what nobody say, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit, when it come upon you, you will receive power upon everything. Amen. Acts 1:8.
Amen.
The anointing of the Holy Ghost is power. Remember, Jesus said that he will go away, that he will send a comforter. That comforter of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit that he sent back for us to utilize. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you're not utilizing the anointing of the Holy Spirit, how can you break any yokes in your life on today?
Amen.
Praise God. It's a gift. Nothing to be afraid or ashamed of. It's a gift from God that he gives us the power to be able to overcome and to gain the victory at
yes.
all costs in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
in
Lord
the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The anointing breaks every yoke. Even when Mary anointed Jesus' feet, praise God. She took that alabaster oil, they call it nard, and she poured it all over his feet. And then she massaged it in with her hair.
Yes.
The anointing. Amen. And you can go into Matthew 26, 6 through 13, Mark 14, 3 through 9, Luke 7, 36 through 50, and John 12, 1 through 8, where it will tell you about the anointing of Jesus' feet. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
That aroma is an aromatic Himalayan plant that it comes from. Praise God. But back during Jesus' day, it was very expensive oil that she rubbed on Jesus' feet. Amen.
Amen.
And just to go to show you something, it didn't mean a thing to her, praise God, because the most important thing was her servitude to Christ.
Amen.
And a little bit of oil. You see, the thing about it is when we leave this earth, praise God, we can't take nothing with us.
Amen.
So Jesus said there's going to be a new heaven, and there's going to be a new earth. Praise God.
Yeah. Amen.
But how will we leave here? Under the anointing and breaking of every yoke, praise God, that we are free indeed. Oh, glory, hallelujah. To go back with him, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he comes to receive us unto himself on today. On today. On today. Those yokes that you've been laying aside or you've been afraid to tackle, those yokes, take them on today and break them with the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, he'll do it. Oh, yes, he will. You got to believe it to receive it, to go through it, to get to it. The anointing breaks every yoke on today. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I thank God. Yes. I thank God for the anointing. Thank God for the anointing. It lets me know that God, oh glory, is still with me. He's here. Oh glory.
Amen.
And I can feel him on the inside of me, moving. The anointing. Think about it. The anointing. Amen. Don't let nobody, nothing, steal your joy.
Amen.
When it comes, take a moment out and remember you have the anointing and gift of the Holy Spirit of the living God that has your back on today and every day. Amen.
Amen.
I bless you. May heaven smile upon you on today. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we gotta move on. Of course, remember, come on back tonight at 7 p.m. Praise God. Where our own Mother Helen, or Mother OG, as some of us know, will come and break the bread of life. And now we turn things over to our apostle and pastor, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you all this morning. God bless you, Pastor Smith, Mother Jackson. God bless you all. Amen. I'm glad you talk about the anointing, Pastor Smith, because people, I want everyone need to understand that you have a certain measure in you. So many people just look at the clergy, you know, especially in like an apostolic Pentecost, that type of arena. They just look at different pastor or the prophet or bishop or they're the anointed one. Well, that same anointing lies inside of you. the Bible talks about how God and how that Spirit is sharing, how God said, I give you power. And that power that he says he's giving you, that is through an anointing. So in other words, you already have power inside of you to get to break oppositions or different things that comes into your life. You just got to begin to operate it and speak it. So many of us things have gone. We don't believe or we ain't confidence what's in us. And I just pray that God begin to allow each and every one of you to tap into what's in you. Because once you begin to discover what's in you, you'll discover, well, my God, that the enemy don't have no hold over you. Because any of his devices that he's trying to bring into your life or anything that you see that is whining shortcomings and different things like that, once you begin to release what's in you, out of you, it begins to destroy different things that is not of God around you. Amen? It be destroying the different things that is around you. So basically what I'm saying, you don't have to wait till your Sunday service or your Saturday service to get a breakthrough. You can get your breakthrough right now. You can get whatever God has for you right now. Right now. See, the question is, do we really believe in God? Do we really believe that he's able? Do we really believe that God could do exceedingly abundantly above all things? Or do we just believe that he's able to do it through somebody else? Our local pastor, our local evangelist, our prayer partner, amen? But do you know what's inside of you? It's not about apostles or pastors or this person been in ministry for 40 or 30 years and stuff like that. The Bible said, I gave you power. I gave you power. And if think about it, it's thinking, this is the thing that we have to tap into if we want to be activated, especially the anointing of God to be activated in our life. We have to tap into the Holy Ghost. We have to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And when the Bible talks about that in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and it tells you about these different signs comes upon you when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And that's what we try to operate in. We try to operate without the Holy Ghost. We try to operate without being aligned with God. And when we try to operate different things without being aligned with God, without being the Holy Ghost, without these things, my God, all we're going to be doing is wasting our time. That's where many of your frustration comes in at, because you was like, hey, I'm doing this, but I'm not seeing results. Well, you're going to have to go back and troubleshoot your life. Troubleshoot your life. Have I got things in order? Have I forgave everyone in my past? Have I been delivered from a lot of things? Is my life is lining up with God? Is my life is lining up with the structure of God? I say this all the time. In order to get things from God or get results from God, you have to do it God's way. Regardless of whatever tricks, with all this, whatever come, I found out, my God, I found out it's no shortcut. It's no shortcut that you could possibly take, my God, when coming to the things of God. Things of God. God say pray, you have to pray. God say do this, we have to do this. This is no shortcut. So I challenge each and every one of you that stop making shortcuts in your own personal life. And what happened is we as people of God, we become, we operate out of habits. And that operating out of habits, you just don't understand how it gets into your spirit. So now you got bad habits to your spirit, you're going to have to get that stuff out of you. And the only way you're going to have to break out of you, you cannot give the flesh what it wants. The flesh wants what it wants, how it wants it, and when it wants it. Amen? So you got to break that. And once you begin to break these bad habits and get this stuff out of your spirit, you're going to begin to see the anointing that is in your life. You're going to begin to see different things flowing in your life. Amen? It's a beautiful thing when you can think of it and God answer. It's a beautiful thing when and you begin to speak it, and it's happened. It's a beautiful thing, my God Almighty. Before you must hit a doctor, before you must go to the bank, you already releasing an anointing, my God, what's in you. And by the time you get there, everything gets worked out for its good. You don't have no warfare. It ain't nothing but a red carpet laid out before you. And all they can say, I don't know what happened on yesterday, but today everything gets made a whole. It's a beautiful thing when you have the resources that you need on you, in you, and you don't have to go and try to borrow it for nobody else. You don't have to go and try to ask for somebody else. You have your own resources. You go grow and get it whenever you feel like it. That's the same thing with the anointing saints of God. You have your own resources. You don't have to go and ask it for nobody. You don't have to wait on nobody, but you got to line up with the things of God. And when we line up with the things of God, when we want it with the things of God, I'm telling you right now, you're going to begin to see things work out for your good. You're going to begin to see things going to be turned all the way around. Why? Because you are not giving no room to the enemy. You are not giving no room to negativity. You are not giving no room to doubt. You are not giving no room to unbelief. You are not giving no room to the things that cause hindrance to the things to flow that God poured inside of us. You are not giving no room. And I declare and decree this morning that the saints of God going to get out of this cutting corner stage. They're going to understand, if I'm going to live from God, if I'm going to walk for God, I got to line up with God. That means I need structure in my life, my prayer life, my worship life. That means I got to go in alignment with what God has set up. That means I cannot be tiptoeing around sinful things and playing with different things and act as if God is okay. He's going to work on me till tomorrow. The devil is a liar. Borrow is not promised to us. We got to get it together now. And I declare and decree that you don't wait on tomorrow no more to wait on your blessings, to wait on your miracle, to wait on what God has for you. You're going to begin to, as soon as we get off this phone line, you're going to begin to line up with the word of God right now. You're not waiting on tomorrow, my God. Soon we get off this phone line, you're going to speak prophetically right now to your finances, prophetically to your health, prophetically to your prayer life, prophetically to the things of God. Why? Because you're going to decree and you're going to declare that everything about you is going to line up with God, and everything that has contaminated your spirit, it is a time now where God said, I'm doing a new thing, a new cleaning, and it will be so. In the name of Jesus, it will be so. It will be so. Understanding the power that lies inside of you. One of the things that God, the most precious gift that he could give to each man, a measure of himself, a measure of the things that what could break what you asking for him to do. And many of us, we trying to get God, and God said, we asking God to do something that he gave us the ability to do. That's why he haven't showed up yet, because he said, I gave you, you have the ability to operate or to do this. Give me something that you don't have ability to do. I challenge each one of your saints of God that you begin to walk in the ability, walk in the ability that God gave you to begin to do. And I'm telling you right now, claim it, receive it, but most of all, line up with it. And when you begin to do that, you're going to begin to see manifestation happen in your life. God bless you, Pastor Smith. Thank you all. God bless you all this morning.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Our Apostle Clement, amen, praise God, and sharing, amen, praise God, with us, amen, praise God. And let me say this right here, saints, amen, praise God. When you got saved, you already have a plan of action. Put it into execution. Have you been stalling, sitting there like a knot on the log? Put it into execution.
Amen.
God said to him, amen, try him.
Amen.
Amen. And everything that the apostle just said, you'll see will come to pass. Praise God. But you have to be sincere with God as well as being sincere with yourself. First off, praise God. And believe that what God says he'll do it. See, the direct connection is the anointing. And I just want to leave this with you. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Come on back at 7 p.m. with Mother OG. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you on today.